Don't stir, my prince. There's no need to struggle against the enchantment. It will only make your head ache more than it already does. There we are. That's better. Your breathing is steady now. Can you feel the softness beneath you? I've spent months preparing this bed, collecting feathers from the rarest birds, weaving spells of comfort into every thread. Only the finest for you. You must be so confused, finding yourself here instead of your royal chambers. But I assure you, everything is as it should be. The castle above continues as normal, with no one the wiser. The illusion I've crafted of you is performing its duties admirably. Attending council meetings, dining with diplomats, even smiling politely at those insufferable noble daughters. But here is where you truly belong. With me, as it was always meant to be. Let me adjust your pillow. There. Perfect. You look so peaceful when you're not surrounded by those who seek to use you, to manipulate you for their own gain. The royal advisors, the neighboring kingdoms, those preening courtiers. None of them see you as I do. I've been watching you for so long, my prince. 7 years, 3 months, and 16 days as your court mage. Standing in shadows during your lessons, brewing potions for your occasional fevers, weaving protective enchantments before your diplomatic journeys. Always near, yet never truly seen. You looked at me, of course. You smiled, politely, thanked me for my services, even sought my counsel on matters of arcane significance. But you never saw me. Not as I saw you. That changes tonight. Don't worry. No one will interrupt us here. My sanctum exists between realities. A fold in space I've been creating for years. One drop of my blood every new moon. One strand of your hair collected from your royal brush every full moon. Simple components for a very complex working. You're wondering about the others, aren't you? Your personal guard, your father the king, that insufferable duchess from the eastern province who just kept touching your arm at dinner last week. Worry not. They're all precisely where they should be. Some more comfortable than others, I admit. This vial contains the essence of dreams. I've been adding 3 drops to your wine each night for the past month, preparing your mind to accept the transition. The servants never noticed. They're painfully unobservant. Or perhaps my enchantment on the royal wine cellar was simply too subtle for their mundane senses. Your eyes are following me even under the enchantment. Good. I want you aware, my prince. This moment has been too long in coming for you to sleep through it entirely. The first time I knew you were mine was during the summer solstice celebration. Your 19th name day. You wore blue silk that matched the midnight sky. And when our eyes met across the courtyard, time itself seemed to pause. You smiled at me. Not the practiced royal smile you offer diplomats, but something genuine. Something real. That's when I knew I would eliminate any obstacle between us. Court Mage Eldritch was the first. Your father's trusted magical advisor before me. He suspected nothing when I brought him tea laced with silvered nightshade. His heart simply stopped. A tragedy, they called it. I called it necessity. His magic was strong enough to detect my intentions towards you, and I simply could not let that stand. The princess from the Northern Kingdom was more difficult. Political marriages are such tedious things, aren't they? All those negotiations, treaties, dowries discussed as if love could be bartered like cattle at market. She was lovely, I'll admit that. Golden hair, soft voice, educated in 3 languages. But she couldn't love you as I do. No one could. So when she mysteriously fell ill during her stay, developing a rather unfortunate allergic reaction to the castle's particular strain of pollen, well, the physicians were baffled, but eventually had to recommend she return north for her health. The pollen wasn't the cause, of course. I simply needed the court to reach that conclusion. You're shivering slightly. Here, let me adjust your coverings. The enchantment sometimes affects body temperature. There. Isn't that better? I've woven warmth spells into the blankets. They respond to your needs without you having to speak them. Just as I've always responded to your needs. Even when you didn't recognize them yourself. I must admit, your father's counsel has been surprisingly easy to manipulate. A subtle enchantment here, a whispered suggestion there. Humans are so susceptible to magic when it aligns with their existing desires. The trade minister already disliked the western provinces. So, convincing him to advise against your diplomatic marriage to their princess was elementary. And your father, he trusts me implicitly now. After I discovered that assassination plot last winter, of course the one I carefully engineered and then dramatically exposed, he sees me as your protector. If only he knew. Can I tell you a secret? I've collected parts of you over the years. Does that disturb you? It shouldn't. Only small things. A fallen eyelash. Bathwater. The rim of a wine glass marked with your lips. The handkerchief you once used to blot a paper cut. 17 strands of your hair, each collected under specific moon phases. With these, I bound us together in ways that transcend physical space. Your heart beats in time with mine now. There's no need to look so distressed. I've prepared everything for our life together. This chamber is only the beginning. Beyond that archway is a library filled with the books you favor. Through the eastern door, gardens have grown with fauna from every kingdom you've expressed interest in visiting. I know your desires better than you know them yourself. I've studied you, cataloged every smile, every frown, every moment of joy and sorrow. When that ambassador's son made you laugh 3 summers ago, I memorized the jest so I could make you laugh that same way again. He's lucky. That serving girl you smiled at during the Harvest Festival. She's gone now. No, I didn't kill her. She was merely reassigned to a distant province where her pretty face won't distract you anymore. I am not cruel without cause, my prince. This elixir will help ease any discomfort from the binding spell. It tastes of honey and summer berries, your favorite flavors. I've spent years perfecting it just for you. Now, part your lips. Yes. Just like that. Swallow it all. Perfect. The color is returning to your cheeks now. The pallor of the transportation spell is fading. You're adjusting to our new reality faster than I anticipated. I don't know why I'm so surprised. After all, you've always been exceptional. 7 potential brides I've eliminated. 4 political rivals removed from your father's council. 3 assassination attempts I orchestrated and then thwarted to gain the king's trust. 2 tutors who spoke ill of magic, silenced with curses that made them forget their own names. All for you. Always for you. You'll come to understand in time. The enchantment will gradually shift. The enchantment will gradually shift from submission to affection. I've designed the spell to allow your true feelings to emerge. The feelings I know exist beneath the weight of your royal obligations and conditioning. My research has been meticulous. This grimoire contains the culmination of 7 years' work. Spells of binding, love, devotion, all crafted specifically for your unique magical signature. No other could use these on you. No other could break them either. Your father's royal mage hunters will find nothing when they eventually begin searching. They'll chase shadows and illusions while we remain here, safe in our perfect world. Your skin is warm beneath my fingers. Do you feel that? That slight tingle where we connect? That's our magics recognizing each other, entwining, just as our lives now will. I should tell you about the Chancellor. He was more perceptive than the others. Noticed the subtle changes in your behavior as my preparatory potions took effect. 3 days ago, he came to me with suspicions, questions about your occasionally vacant expressions at council meetings. He's still alive, if you're concerned. Simply altered. His mind now focuses exclusively on tax collection. He'll never again notice anything about you or anyone else that doesn't relate to the kingdom's revenues. A rather elegant solution, I thought. The illusion taking your place in the castle will last another month before it requires renewal. By then, you'll have adjusted to our new arrangement. You might even be ready to help me strengthen a spell. Your royal blood would make the illusion nearly perfect. And it would be another bond between us. Another thread connecting your life to mine. Rest now. The potions and enchantments need time to settle into your system. When you wake again, your mind will be clear. Your understanding of my devotion deeper. I'll stay right here, watching over you, as I always have. From the shadows during council meetings, from behind spellbooks during your combat training, from the darkness outside your bedchamber window on countless nights. Sleep. Knowing you are finally where you truly belong. With the one person who sees you completely. Who has sacrificed everything to preserve your true self from those who would shape you to their will. Dream of our future together. The spells woven into your sleeping draught will guide your unconscious mind towards acceptance, towards me. Sleep, my prince, my love, my everything. Sleep, knowing you are finally, irrevocably, eternally.